Those who bring trouble on their families will inherit only the wind. The fool will be a servant to the wise, and the godly are like trees that bear life-giving fruit, and those who save lives are wise. That should be us. Okay, next verse, 31. If the righteous are rewarded here on earth, how much more true that the wicked and the sinner will get what they deserve? Do you believe the righteous are rewarded on earth? Somebody says, well, I've had a bad life all my life, but I know when we all get to heaven, it's going to be better. Let me tell you, you've missed it. If you haven't been blessed and been rewarded on earth, you didn't do what the king told you to do. You know that? Because he says right there in Proverbs 11:31, if the righteous are rewarded here on earth, and they are, he will reward you wonderfully well for all the things you do to do things good for him. You know that? He will reward you. Now, if you haven't gotten any rewards, maybe you need to go back and look and see how much fruit have I produced. Maybe I didn't bring in a sack full of apples this week. Maybe I have never brought in a sack full of apples, so maybe I'm not getting rewarded because I ain't working. See, if you want to bring in fruit, you're a fruit bearer, a fruit picker. We're to produce fruit. Of course, that's souls he's talking about. So if we're producing fruit, doing good things for people, helping people, being generous, and doing all the things God tells us to do, he says, I will reward those that are righteous and do what I say. But how much more true that the wicked and the sinner will get what they deserve? Now, if we got what we deserved, we would be in bad shape. You know, if we really got what we deserve. When we come to the day that we come to Christ, let's say we were 30 years old, 20 years old, or 40 years old when you came to Christ, and you know how bad you've been. You used to be that man that could tell them how the cow ate the cabbage. Don't nobody come up and say something to me because I'll get right in your face. You know people like that? Sure. And the Lord says if you're like that, you're a sinner, and you will get what you deserve. And so if you were to get what you deserve, let's say you never come to Christ, you're still going to get what you deserve here on this earth. And that's why so many bad things happen to so many people. Do you see people that just, it's like everything goes wrong for them? You know people like that? I know lots of them. And then I go sit down with them and say, well, are you a Christian? Well, I believe in God. Do you go to church? No. Do you tithe? No. Do you walk in love? They don't know what it means. Are you generous? You help others? Well, I ain't got enough money to make it myself. How can I possibly give? I got to have people give me money. You want to know why they got the problems they got? Read the book. The answers are all right here, aren't they? Everyone, let's go to chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. To learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. Have you ever had anybody that you wanted to try, man or woman, that you wanted to try to teach them what they've been doing wrong? You know, that's just like I used to be a young man that drove fast. I mean, I don't do it anymore. Praise the King. I only fly fast. Don't drive fast. But I fly fast. I want to go faster. Yeah, not fast enough. I always like to go fast. Now I can do it in an airplane and no problem. The speed limit below 10,000 feet is awful hard to break. Y'all know, I mean, there is a speed limit in an airplane below 10,000 feet. Anybody have any idea what it is? Dave knows. 250 knots. 250 knots. That's almost 300 miles an hour. But I don't have any airplanes that'll fly that fast, so I don't have to worry about that. So, there is a speed limit, but used to, when I was a younger kid, there was a speed limit on the highway that was about 55. Now, still some places around here at 55, 60, and 65, isn't it? And some of us broke the speed limit coming to church tonight. Uh-oh. But now, God don't like that either, does he? No, he does not. And I remember this young man one time, after I'd been through my ordeal and I'd paid all my fines, I learned the hard way. My dad finally told me, said, "Son, I can't be with you when you're driving. But if you want to keep paying them tickets, if you want to go down there and work at the shop all day, every day, and then go out and speed and take all that money and give it to them," he said, "you can do that. But," said, "you won't be able to make your car payments. You won't be able to buy your insurance. And the more tickets you get, the higher your insurance gets. And when you're under 25, it's already too high, you think. You know it is. Because then people know what you're like when you're under 25. See, they know what you're made out of, especially if you're a boy." Well, I learned finally my lesson, and I stopped driving fast, and I stopped having to pay tickets. It was amazing how it worked. I started obeying the law, and I didn't get no more tickets. You know, I mean, I used to think that all the police were just after me. You know, I just thought it had to be a curse against me. But no, I was breaking the law. James used to do those kind of things too?
No, not really.
Not really. But I did. I mean, that was my one sin growing up. I love driving fast. I love racing on a racetrack, but I love racing to and forth to the racetrack on the highway. And the police didn't like that, so I found out I could drive fast as I wanted to on the racetrack, but I couldn't on the highway going to and from the racetrack. And when I finally learned that lesson, I didn't have no more tickets. I mean, it's amazing how it happens when you start obeying the law. You don't have to worry about it no more. So there was a young man I know here a few years ago. He was getting a whole bunch of tickets. And I even went through the same thing with my own son. But this one wasn't my son. This was another young man. And I knew he had got several tickets. And one day he come by my house, and I told him, I said, "Son, come here and sit down with me. I got something to tell you." I said, "I understand you've been getting a lot of speeding tickets lately." He said, "Well, yeah, and I don't know why, Thurman." He said, "I just drive with the traffic." I said, "Well, obviously driving with the traffic is not working for you. So," I said, "you need to start obeying the law." He said, "But Thurman, I just drive with the flow of traffic." I said, "Listen to me. You're not hearing me. That's not working for you. Since that's not working for you, I can assure you, if you will slow down, and if the speed limit says 65, if you'll drive 65 instead of 75 and 80 with the rest of the traffic, I can guarantee you, you'll stop getting tickets." He jumped up and screamed out and jumped out and left my office. He didn't want to hear it. "I want to do what I want to do. I'm not going to be subject to authority." Okay. Go ahead and spend your time in jail if you want to. To learn, you must love discipline. What does the Lord say about the next one? It is stupid to hate correction. What does God call you if you're not willing to listen to correction? He calls you stupid. Now, don't let anybody say, "I called you stupid." The King called you stupid. Is that right, Eldon? It's in the Word. I didn't write the book. The Lord approves of those who are good, but He condemns those who plan wickedness. You know, a lot of young boys, I guess you might say, when I was young, I planned to drive fast. I mean, did God like that? Absolutely not. He says, but He condemns those who plan wickedness. Well, now, is breaking the law of the land wickedness? Sure it is. So I would think, I'd get out in my car, you know, and man, I mean, I know when I get in that car, I only know two speeds, fast as it'll run and stopped. So, you know, if I get on the highway, and I remember one time the Lord really got my attention. Back, of course, in the country where I was raised in Goldthwaite, there's all kinds of farmers and ranchers and everything. The highways were a little two-lane. And one afternoon, I'm late. It's late just before dark, and I'm going to Brownwood. And I'm in a hurry, I think. You know, I didn't get off work till 6 o'clock, and it was already just about dark. And, man, I go out of town, and I got that 53 Ford convertible I had back in those days. That VH, you know, I'm down about 80, 85 miles an hour, man. I'm on the road, I'm going, and I pop over a hill, and right in front of me is about 100 head of sheep. They're from fence to fence. Now, you talk about doing everything, and there ain't no place you can go. I mean, that car and me is sideways. We're doing everything. I finally got that thing stopped just before I run into that first sheep. And you know, I never even looked up and said, thank you, Lord. I was too dumb. You know, I'm just saying, whew, I'm sure glad I got stopped before I run into them. You know, that's amazing how stupid you can be. You know, and now I can look back at that and think, you know, God, all these things you did to try to get my attention, I didn't understand it was him. You know, now I could have killed him. At least he let me not run over another sheep. If I'd have run over some of the sheep, then I'd have had to lie or go tell the farmer that lived there that I just killed 10 of your sheep. And where am I going to get that kind of money? You know, but I was wicked. And so the Lord condemns those who plan wickedness. Was I one of his sons? Yes. But was I obeying his rules? No. I was going to pay the consequences. See, we don't understand this, but this is the way the book is written, 3 and 4. Wickedness never brings stability. Only the godly have deep roots. Wickedness never brings stability. Now then, if you keep living in wickedness all the days of your life, are you ever going to have a home, have a good family, have good children, have your bills met? Can you ever be stable and be wicked? Not really. Somebody said, well, I know a guy and he's wicked as he can be. I mean, you know, this guy, he's got a wife and he's got children and he's got 3 cars and 2 boats and 2 airplanes and 3 homes, one here and one down in Florida and everything else. But you watch what happens to that man. You watch what happens to his children. You watch what happens to his wife. That home will be broken and there will be all kinds of instability in that. You know that? We know of cases like that, don't we? We know of people that look like they had everything going for them. And then all of a sudden one day, their wife runs off with another man. He's too busy making his millions. He don't take care of his wife. She wants to be loved. Or they get into some kind of serious disagreement and he goes out and commits adultery on her because she's not taking care of him. And then all 3 of the kids go bad. You know how hard it is to raise kids that are good when mother and daddy's committing adultery? You know how hard it is to have kids when your kids, or say daddy goes out and commit adultery, and or mama goes out and lives with somebody outside of wedlock, and then your kids see this, and those kids, when they move in with somebody, or have kids out of wedlock and all this stuff, what can you say to them?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.